Chapter 15. Banksy, Clara, and I squirmed our way through the muscle as Bast roared and twisted. The muscle contracted, threatening to squeeze the life out of me. It seemed she was also scratching at herself from the outside with one of her paws, and the entire muscle buckled and rippled. My left shoulder dislocated with a mighty crunch that shook my entire body. I couldn't heal myself. If I did, I wouldn't have enough soul power to dig out from the skin. I pulled myself forward with my right arm. Banksy pushed up against me from behind, constantly getting tangled in my legs. We emerged from the muscle, enveloped in a tight polyp between the thick muscle and the gelatinous fat. The world bounced and heaved as Bast roared. Banksy slithered out of the muscle and hauled himself onto my shoulder, which ached. Clara emerged a moment later. All three of us were soaked red in blood. The fat layer was comparatively thin, about 2 meters wide. But, to my despair, I realized it was thicker than I thought it would be, and it took the same amount of soul power to cut through as the muscle, despite the thinner consistency. I had enough soul power to cut a small, arm-width hole all the way through. Alternatively, I could make a bigger hole just enough to get about halfway through. Either way, I didn't have enough to get through the hide, which appeared to be about another meter in thickness. Shit. What am I going to do? I couldn't cast incision or scalpel after I made a hole, and I didn't have any weapons other than my rifle.
Banksy, can you chew through this thing's skin?
No, not yet.
What about you, Clara? What else you got in that surgery menu? Or any other spells?
Nothing that'll work here. I have something called Lance and something called Detoxify. I don't have any sort of attack spells. I have some skill points to spend, but I'm not sure anything will work.
Okay. I'm going to use the rest of my soul power to get us mostly through the fat layer, and then we're going to brute force our way through the skin. I want you to ease the pain as much as you can. Bast is on her feet now, so there might be a fall. If we can, let's cling to her stomach once we get outside and hide against her fur.
What do you mean by brute force?
My shoulder is dislocated. Can you ease the pain?
Casting Nipple now. Nipple. Why do you think they named it that?
Oh, thank you. Get ready to numb her pain.
I eased my back against the edge of the muscle, used the last of my soul points on incision, and I slowly raised my gun. My left shoulder screamed. Banksy tightened.
Jesus, Duke, I don't know if that's going to...
The temperature skyrocketed, and Banksy tightened against my hurt shoulder, whimpering as blood, fire, and bits of fat rained on us. The world buckled as Bast roared. The power level of the gun plummeted, and I stopped firing. The gun refilled on its own, but it was a slow process. We abruptly fell onto our sides and then rolled onto our backs as Bast fell to the ground. The way down was suddenly the way up. The world smelled of charred meat and burnt, bubbling fat.
Shit!
Bast struggled back to her feet. I peered at the burnt remnants of the wound as the world bounced. I'd blown the rest of the way through the yellow fat, and I'd gouged a deep hole in the backside of the dermis, revealing rope-like nerves and the ruptured remains of small, white glands. The round, bulb-like ends of fur spread about like tree roots, but it didn't look like I'd made it all the way through. I'd been hoping maybe the follicles or the pores. Did lions have pores? I didn't know. Would be wide enough for us to crawl through. But I couldn't see any way to...
Your healing efforts have failed. Guardian Bast has succumbed to her wounds. Regeneration in 20 minutes.
The world crashed down again. Harder this time. And if our backs weren't against a layer of fat, we'd all have been splattered. I stared up, dumbly, registering what the notification meant as the world stopped spinning. The kaiju lay on her back, stomach facing the sky, making the way out straight up. Bast was dead. Had I done that? It seemed unlikely a single blast from a rifle to the belly could do any real damage. But if she was already in dire health, maybe I had finished her off. My body surged as I filled with the Guardian's soul power. It just came and came, overwhelming me, crashing against me over and over like a tidal wave. My soul power meter surged to the top, then changed color to a golden hue.
Oh, God! The power! It's too much! It's overflowing!
Banksy slithered away and turned to peer at my face.
Whoa. Are you dead, Dad?
I grunted and pulled up the surgery menu, but it was blacked out. I cast scalpel instead, turning my hand into a serrated knife.
Come on!
It was like trying to talk while inside of a hurricane. The soul power continued to whoosh into me.
Climb!
Are you okay? Why are you glowing?
I dragged myself up the jagged hole of skin. I grasped with one hand onto a rope-like nerve and plunged the knife into the leathery flesh, climbing upward toward the outside world. The whooshing eased. My soul points remained topped up, despite the drain from my scalpel. I felt the others climbing up behind me. I stabbed upward. The skin ripped easily, like I was cutting through wrapping paper. Muted sunlight streamed into the hole.
Come on! We're free!
I dragged myself out of the hole and onto a forest of tawny, matted fur, so thick I couldn't see in any direction. The temperature was much cooler out here than it was inside the body, and a steady, howling wind caused the fur to wave all around us. It wasn't raining like it was earlier, but the overcast sky threatened another storm soon. The air felt electrified, like lightning could crash down at any moment.
Entering the hinterland.
I turned off my scalpel and reached into the hole and pulled Clara out. Banksy clung to her legs and hit the skin of Bast's corpse, swarming around us, sniffing at the ground like a dog. I called up my gross anatomy mapping skill, but like I suspected, it didn't work outside of the body. I had a mini-map, but it was rudimentary, and it showed me nothing. The entirety of the screen, as far as I could zoom it out, was blinking red, presumably indicating the dead body of Bast. My soul points remained topped up, but the yellow shade to the normally red gauge started to fade.
Okay, we're free. We need to figure where the hell we are. We need to get out of here before she wakes up.
The city is that way, due north, about 10 or 12 miles.
How do you know?
World map. It's a skill. It only costs 2 points. Ugh. It needs to be upgraded a few times before it gives decent details, but it's good enough to point us to the city. Past level 3, the upgrades are cybernetic, so I need to go to Medina if I want to really level it up.
I still had 5 skill points banked. The world map skill was there, but I couldn't choose it until I was level 7.
Okay. Let's move.
I pushed away from the hole, heading roughly north. 30 seconds later, it became clear we were in trouble. Walking on the furry belly of the dead, overturned kaiju was like walking on a waterbed, and pushing our way through the matted fur was worse than pushing our way through a thick jungle.
This isn't going to work. She's going to respawn before we're out of here.
I smell others.
Great. I needed to make a path. The fur burned away, melting and curling in black tendrils, revealing a scorched path to the edge of the massive beast between the back and middle legs, which stuck straight in the air like obelisks. The dog-sized bug swooped out of nowhere, humming like a buzzsaw as it nosedived at me. Pincers the size of industrial garden shears aimed at my throat. Years of games had honed my reflexes. I ducked, aimed, and fired, blasting it out of the sky. The monster hit the ground, rolling to a stop, a smoking husk. Its yellow and black fuzzy body looked almost wasp-like, but not quite. Banksy surged forward, devouring it. I'd received a decent amount of experience for that single kill, putting me onto the edge of level 7.
This is not pleasant tasting. It is burnt. Do not shoot so hard next time.
Gah. Clara pointed at a dark cloud in the sky.
That was a scout. There's more of them. Let's get out of here.
Come on, Banksy.
I'm still eating.
Come on! I kept a wary eye for more of the bugs. We reached Bast's flank, and I reluctantly shouldered my rifle as we scaled our way down to the ground. Banksy wrapped himself around my shoulder as we descended. The kaiju's entire body quivered. When I'd done the character creation sequence, thousands of ant-like demon parasites had exploded out of the kaiju's body. Would that happen here? Similar to that first scene, Bast lay upon a massive field of grass, but the lush green grass was yellowed and dying. Smoldering craters appeared in every direction. To the east, the smoking remains of an ancient city stood. To the west, a thick, jungle-like forest appeared to be just as impassable as Bast's fur. Low hills and more scattered trees blocked our way north toward our destination, Medina.
There are 24 regions outside the city.
We started jogging north toward the hills and trees, which were about a mile and a half away. The grass here was about knee-deep and dry, despite the recent rains.
Each kaiju normally sticks to its own area, except in the endgame, which is where we are now. So they're mostly crowded in this area, which is where the breach is. The demons will congregate around the breach and the kaiju, so the further we get away from them, the safer we'll be. The problem is, they like to hang out near Medina too, so we'll have to figure out a way to sneak past them if we want to get into the city.
I looked around warily for more of the massive beasts, but I didn't see anything. All I could see were hundreds of moving, black dots in the skies above, swooping and screeching. They seemed to be ignoring us for now.
I don't see any of the guardians at all.
Most of them are by the breach, just a couple miles over that hill back there. I can see their icons on the map. Some of the others aren't, though. Your Shrill is in the old city.
She pointed east toward the smoking remains of the abandoned city.
If we want to beat this game, we're going to have to eventually get inside of him and heal him to full health.
I glanced toward the city. I felt something inside of me, drawing me in that direction. Was that real, or inside my head?
What about your guardian?
We crested a small hill. In the distance, a herd of turkey-sized, dinosaur-like demons rushed through the underbrush, away from our position. They moved like a flock of birds, raptor-like on two legs, impossibly fast. Their black skin undulated with red lights just under the surface, like they were made of lava. They seemed to be angling their way toward the fallen Bast. We curved away to give them a wide berth. Clara continued, breathless as we ran. I outpaced her easily, and I had to slow for her to keep up. Banksy slithered along between us, and I suspected he could move much faster than me.
The Fae Guardian normally lives just ahead in that woodsy region. His name is Avinik, the panther god. He's related to Bast, but he is smaller. He's one of the first kaiju you learn to heal in the game. He's not there now. He's south by the breach with the others. Bast has woken up. She teleported when she respawned, but she didn't go far at all. This area must be her regular stomping grounds.
We crested another hill, revealing the staggered line of trees about 100 meters ahead. Something moved along the upper branches.
Wait!
I crouched in the tall grass. Banksy slithered up my body into my shoulder to get a better look. He did it easily and rapidly, peeking up like a periscope.
I see them.
What are they? Dozens of small, humanoid creatures swung about the tops of the trees. From this distance, I could discern what appeared to be huts woven amongst the branches. Their peach-colored skin and round, bald heads made them look oddly like babies. They had fleshy, monkey-like tails, and some, but not all, had fairy-like, pointed ears. A couple of them had long, bamboo-like sticks slung over their shoulders.
I don't know. I haven't spent too much time outside. I only know what little I do know, because Anatoly never shut up about this stupid game.
I have no way of knowing if the monsters are hostile or not, or if they're above my ability to fight.
I can take them.
Banksy tracked their movement. Every time one swung from one tree branch to the next, he tensed, like a dog anticipating the toss of a tennis ball. His entire length was taut with excitement. I still didn't know how he actually saw anything. On the ground near the trees, a group of the baby monkey things tussled about. A pair of them fell over each other as they wrestled, one chasing the other as they ventured away from the trees and roughly in our direction. High-pitched shrieks emanated from the trees as some of the others hollered down at them. Even their cries were infant-like, like the amplified wails of human babies. The two ignored the call of the others.
I think it's a safe bet most everything out here can kick our asses, no matter what anything looks like.
In other games, they usually made it obvious if a creature was aggressive or not. And in some games, if the mob was too dangerous, there was some sort of indicator warning you off. But here, there was nothing. It was more realistic, but it was incredibly frustrating. This was a game where you probably died a whole lot, but the respawn locations seemed to be far away from one another. After a couple deaths, I'd have probably quit, no matter how pretty the game was. There had to be something I was missing.
I have a zoology skill I can add, but I don't have enough points for it. Maybe you have something like it. It lets me examine creatures.
The two fighting children were now about halfway between us and the line of trees. Each of the monkey things was about as tall as my knee. At this distance, I realized something was off with their movements. Their tails were doing most of the movement. While their heads and arms and legs did move, the movements seemed sluggish, ragdoll-like. The wrestling was more a match between the appendages, and the rest of the bodies were just along for the ride. Most of my available skills are tracking-based. It all opens up when I hit level 10. I have something at level 8 called Risk Assessment that's only 1 point, but I can't read the description yet.
We can fall back and snipe one and see what happens. If we take out these two here, maybe the others won't notice.
No, not until we have a better respawn location. We need to be as safe as possible. We'll go east and see if there's a way around. This village can't be that huge.
Huh. One of those things looks like a fey baby, and the other looks human. And some of those bigger ones by the trees, they look like nerve agent babies. Look, that one is a bug-headed alienist. And that goat one is a viceroy.
That's weird. She was right. While I didn't see any worm surgeon babies, several of the other 22 races were represented in the trees. Like Clara had said, the two fighting babies were a fae and a human. The tail of the fae baby wrapped around the neck of the human baby, and with a quick, efficient squeeze, the human baby's head ripped right off. Blood spurted from the wound, and the body fell over as the head flew through the air, landing between Clara and me. Banksy snatched the human baby head up and shook it back and forth like a dog trying to break the neck of its prey.
It's rotten. I can't eat it.
Holy fuck!
I stared, aghast, at the baby head. Banksy drool oozed off it.
Look!
The two creatures continued to fight. Rather, the tails of the two creatures continued to fight. The limp, headless baby bounded along, oblivious to the fact it had been decapitated. That's when I realized what was happening. The tails were the creatures. They were worms, not unlike Banksy, shorter than he was, but they seemed much more nimble. They wore dead babies on them like snails wore shells.
Let's get the hell out of here. I do not want to fight a bunch of worms that are going to throw baby heads at me.
I think I know what they are. They call them night thieves in Medina. There's a quest to stop them, I think. They steal the babies of the citizens at night, and you're supposed to go into their lair and free the babies. You gotta choose between saving the babies or getting some sort of powerful upgrade.
This game is fucked up. Why would anybody do this for fun?
They're probably not dangerous as long as they have a baby attached to them. Maybe we should kill a few to experience up.
Maybe. But first we need to get into the city. Plus, we probably can't jump into quests midstream. If you do, you usually don't get all the benefits of it. We need to find whoever is handing out the quest first.
Okay.
We jogged through the woods, avoiding every creature we saw. Clara had a good sense of when we were near some sort of wildlife. Soon, a driving rain started to needle its way out of the sky, stinging as it fell. Small, round bugs zipped their way through the air around us, and Banksy snapped at them, sometimes catching one. I felt the small puff of soul power with each kill. Each individual bug was barely a blip, but after several mouthfuls, I was confident it was enough to keep me topped up if I needed it. To be certain, I cast Reconstitute to replenish the small amount of life that had drained away since we'd fled Bast. And sure enough, about 40 bugs later, my soul power bar had replenished significantly. We did not receive any experience for the bugs, however. Eventually, we reached the end of the forest, leading to a small plain that surrounded the sprawling city of Medina, which backed up against an endless ocean of mist. The giant city was surrounded by a stone wall that glowed blue, indicating an enchantment. On the east and northernmost side of the city, massive buildings rose into the sky, but the tips of the towers all seemed to be cut off at a uniform height, as if the protection of the city ended at a specific altitude. A flock of black, screeching demons filled the air above the city, swooping down and crying into the wet sky. Most carried flaming weapons such as swords and whips. A constant stream of rocks fell onto the city from above, but even from this distance, I could tell the projectiles were disintegrating against the magic shield that surrounded Medina. And on the ground, an army stood between us and the city.
Well, shit.